Good morning, July 12th. We are graced and honored to be alive and well. I trust that you had a wonderful time of rest and relaxation, and you're ready to face all of the challenges that a day like Friday and you know, they say out there, they say, thank God it's Friday. Well, we do thank Him. We're praising Him. We're rejoicing. We're glad that you took the time to tune in and be with us this morning. Well, how was your day yesterday? After a wonderful time of prayer, I trust that you walked in a complete victory and you're looking forward to this day. I see I have some very special people tuned in. I won't name any names, but they're out of the South, I will say that. Thank you for calling in. And I want to welcome all of our listeners everywhere. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have the honor and the great privilege of being your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes or so. So I want to say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere. You're tuned in to Maximum Radio, and the program that you're on with right now is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm excited about what God has been doing and how He's been answering prayer. And I'm encouraged more and more to just continue to seek after Him. And I trust that's your sentiment as well. Today, the I Am that we're looking at, the character and quality of the God we serve, and the King, our Savior, our ruler, Jesus Christ, is taken from Romans chapter 14 and verse 11. And it says, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess. Now, sometimes we hear a scripture like that, and we say, well, that's wonderful. It's a nice thought. It's a nice concept. But never really invest faith in believing that that is exactly so. And that's how it's going to that's how this season of time, this is how time is going to end and eternity be ushered in. So that we can say, I am, this is God speaking, before whom every tongue will confess. So that's why we pray for all men everywhere. We pray for all nations. And in particular, our focus in the next 30 days, and we are probably, I think, about the fourth day or something like that. Yeah, the fourth day into the season for the Islamic faith and the Muslims that is called Ramadan. And I have lots of Muslim friends, and God is teaching me to see them and to look at them in a whole new way, and I trust that's your experience as well. And so every day we're choosing to highlight one nation that we know is Muslim, and we want to lift up that nation before the throne of grace, even not only as we pray, but we are fasting as well. We're fasting from midnight the previous night until 6 p.m. the following day, so that would be 6 p.m. on today, and we're doing that for the next 30 days. What it does, it helps to change our understanding in terms of bringing us to a new level of faith in what God is doing in the earth today. The nation that we are highlighting today is a nation in the Middle East, and it's called Tunisia, and it's spelled T-U-N-E-S-I-A. It's called Tunisia, and the population is 9.7 million approximately, because that's changing all the time even as we speak. Newborns are appearing, and Tunisia is 98% Muslim and 1% Christian. Here's what the Word of God says. Psalm 22, verse 27 and verse 28. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Psalm 82, verse 8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. So that's the picture, or the larger picture, that we are having in view and entertaining as we try to wrap our hearts and our minds around what God is doing in the earth, what he intends to do, and what his ultimate plans are. God is a God of ultimates. He's not ordinary. He's extraordinary. And so we are praying for Tunisia today. We want to lift up this nation before the throne of grace, and we want God's light and truth to penetrate the darkness, to go deep, to remove the tentacles and roots of unrighteousness that may exist there, and to establish newness, restore, cause that nation to remember, and turn to the Lord. Would you join me in prayer for that nation? See, as it were, your hands under that nation, lifting that nation, as it were, before the throne, and interceding for that nation, asking God to cause that nation to remember and turn to him and to worship him, because the kingdom is the Lord's and he is the governor among the nations. Let us pray. Great Father and our Redeemer, you alone have the right to reign over the nations. You created the principalities and the powers. They were made for the authority of your rule. None other has the right to reign. Lord, arise and come into your rule in the nation of Tunisia, beginning with the children whose hearts are yet soft and mellow, pliable. Move among them, rain righteousness upon them in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that's a simple prayer, but it's one of authority, one of understanding that thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers were created by Christ and for his rule. Colossians 1, verse 16 through 18. So that's the nation today. Tunisia, population 9.7 million, 98% Muslim, and 1% Christians. And we pray that the Christians, the 1%, would shine brightly so as to illuminate the dark surroundings, causing the light of Christ to shine causing the love of Christ to be powerfully magnetic, drawing and attracting to the kingdom those that shall be saved, causing the lost sheep to be no longer lost but found, causing the sheep to follow the one and only shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, once again, I thank all of our listeners everywhere, those that are on live right now. You are just so special that you will join us every morning like this. And then there are those who are unable to call in because they're in some far-flung part of the globe. And this program is called Global Time with Jesus Christ, that because we have this global understanding and concept and vision. And we want to thank them for listening to our stream, whatever time of day it is. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You may not be in our territory or region, but you're not outside of the territory or region and rule of Jesus Christ, and the love of God reaches you wherever you are. Please know that. The love of God, and it comes in so many ways. It comes with him being not only your ruler, our king, but also your provider, your healer. All of those wonderful realities are true in Christ. So we extend that to you with the love of God in our hearts. We extend that to you on today. And remember, he says, I'm before whom every tongue will confess. Every tongue will confess and say yes. That doesn't happen out in this moment. There are many that do, but there's a time coming where every tongue will say yes. You are God. You are our ruler. You are the Christ. You are the conquering Lion of Judah. Well, I do want to open up all of the lines so that if you have a prayer request, you can voice it, give it air, give it scope, allow it to breathe, and let the rains of heaven of mercy and power and grace rain upon that thing, that set of circumstances, whatever that is. Let God have it. Let's give it over to him. And we want to agree with you. So feel free to voice your prayer requests even now. Or if you have a praise report, you also can voice it. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. So we are in the throne room, and the help desk, if you will, is open and inviting, waiting for you to speak, you know, giving your praise report or giving a prayer request. So let us make that known, whatever that is, even now, and believe God together. That's what's happening here. There's the power of agreement, because we're together in these moments. And I ask anyone that is listening, whatever prayer you hear go forth, make it personal. Make it very personal for yourself, because the prayers literally can wrap themselves around the globe, around the earth, literally. They can reach to the farthest reaches and parts of the earth. So don't be afraid to claim these prayers for yourself. While we're waiting for our listeners to make their prayer request, I ask you to join me in prayer. I just love to pray, and I think I should not miss the opportunity to do so. Father, we thank you that we have access to come into your presence. Presence of the one and only God. There's no other God. And we thank you for opening your doors, allowing us to come into your throne room today. And Father, we do not take this for granted. We understand that this is an awesome privilege. And we want to be right before you. We want to be upright before you. And that's only possible when we are made holy. We've chosen to be holy and are made so by the cleansing that comes only from the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask that you would separate us by washing us, separate us from our sins, cleanse us with the blood from our trespasses, our transgressions, whatever they be. They're too numerous to name. We're guilty of committing them, and we also have sins of omission, things that we should have done that we did not do. But Father, we ask you to cast all of them into the sea of forgetfulness, where you turn your face from it and you forget it, because you're covering us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the blood, his blood. And so we thank you for this cleansing, this washing, this preparation for this visitation with you. And Father, we are hungering for an outpouring of your Spirit all around the world, in a mighty way, a greater outpouring than we have ever seen in our homes, our lives, our communities, our states, our countries. We need that refreshing and that rain even now, desperately so. So we thank you for the imminency, the coming of this great outpouring, greater than we've ever seen. A rain that would come and cause a mighty harvest to appear. We thank you today for that possibility and for that reality. So we're believing together in the name of Jesus Christ that you will visit us, and we are wanting to prepare the way of the Lord, who's coming in righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. There's someone that is listening right now that is suffering grief and bereavement because of the passing of a loved one, someone very close. We can feel the mercy of God and the grace of God coming to you right now in the name of Jesus, lighting upon your spirit, soul, and your mind to bring you peace, to calm your anxiety that you're experiencing right now. What will happen to me? What will become of me now that my loved one has passed? Well, the Lord is saying he is your greatest loved one. He gives and he takes away. But you're not forsaken. He has not left you. God wants you to cling to him right now, to reach out to him right now. wherever you are, just if it's possible, lift your hand, any hand, preferably your right hand, heavenward, as if you're going to put it in His hand, and His hand is reaching down for you, towards you right now, to touch you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way, giving you the peace, the comfort that you need right now to heal and to calm your pain right now in the name of Jesus. And even though it feels like you may not make it because of what has occurred, He's wanting you to have the confidence that as long as He is, you will make it. And He is. We must believe that He is God and that He is. He says, I am that I am. And He loves righteousness. So turn to Him. Feel the peace of God ascending upon you right now. We speak peace. Not ordinary peace, but His peace to you right now. Feel the pain begin to subside. And you will get through this. God will bring healing quickly. It is even beginning now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, without a doubt, there's someone out there right now that is facing a huge financial challenge that one may even describe as a crisis. Those of us that are understanding and practicing the principles of prosperity that God has given to us, He says to bring the tithe into the storehouse. He says, give offerings and I will give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God is God who teaches us how to profit so that He may establish His covenant with us. Well, there are those who are facing a great challenge right now financially, and we're going to believe God with the rest of the listeners and our intercessors online right now. We're going to believe God that you're going to turn to heaven, call on heaven, because God owns the earth and everything in it. Imagine that. He owns it all. That's something that we must embrace as reality because it's true. So whatever the need is, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree. We put our hearts, we put our minds together right now in faith, believing you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So with that in mind, we turn to you today on behalf of those that are facing financial challenge and crisis right now, that you would meet that need, because you do want to. You did promise that you would. And we are appealing and standing in the gap, interceding for those who may not have understood that you're serious and you mean what you say. You're God of your word. Now, Father, we speak provision, bountiful provision right now, miracle provision right now, so that that individual would know that you're the living God, not a God of our minds or a God of concept, but you're the living God, the only wise God. And from this day forth, because they've seen and felt your hand, seen your hand move, they'll bow the knee to you and worship you and praise you for the rest of their lives. Amen and amen and amen. Neighbor, it's so great to come into the presence of God and to know that we have an audience. We can be heard on high. Anytime we cry out, we can get a direct connect with the heart of God. And that is what we're doing and taking advantage of today. We're really, really blessed to be able to walk with the King through every circumstance, through every challenge, through every trial. We can walk knowing the King is alongside of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're still open for a prayer request. If you want us to agree in faith with you, bringing the power of agreement to bear on what is maybe a need that you have or a need that where you're standing in the gap for someone, even now. Or you have an illness, just feel free to mention, and we'll pray with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Lord,
amen. Praise God.
By your name, God, this morning I say good morning to everyone that's listening. I am just calling in with a praise report of the goodness of the Lord. I thank
amen.
Him that he gave me life.
Amen.
He gives me his joy. I'm celebrating my birthday today, and I'm just giving God all the glory. I give him all the praise. I thank him from ever when my mother and my father gave me the foundation, and they taught me about praying and going to church and worshiping the Lord.
Yes.
I just thank God for them. I thank God for them, even though they have passed away. I thank them for the foundation that they laid in me. And I thank God this morning that he's a keeper. He's a keeper. I thank him this morning that he watched over me. He said in the psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I thank him this morning that he is, and he always will be my shepherd. I thank him today. And my prayer is from the bottom of my heart, I pray that each and every one of the offspring of my body come to know and love this Lord and worship him in
yes.
the spirit of him too. In Jesus' name, let that be my prayer. This morning, that they come to
in
know
Jesus
the Lord,
name.
Even though that
thank you.
I don't know everything, and I don't claim to be perfect, but I give God the glory, and I know that what he is creating is whatever is his will in me. I pray that I surrender always to his will and humble myself always, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Anyone listening out there, we thank you for that praise and prayer. Anyone listening out there, we have approximately about 3/4 of a minute left. If there's someone that is listening that is not sure of their place in God and their relationship with God, I want to guide you in this affirmation and prayer and make it personal. And you can say it this way, I recognize by faith that God loved me and chose me in Christ before time began, according to Ephesians 1. I recognize in faith that God has proven his love to me by sending his Son to die in my place, whereby every provision has already been made for my past, present, and future. May God bless you. Walk with the King. He is the only wise God. Keep him in your heart today as you go through this day. And every giant that pops up, know that God has equipped you with a sling and 5 smooth stones for your victory, that you will behead the giants because of the power and authority that has been given to you. Walk with a smile. Let your light shine. In the name of Jesus. We love you with the love of the Lord and thank you so much for bringing to us the power of healing by your presence. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. This is Aubrey Gregory calling from Maximum Radio. Hello? Okay, you were just you were just online with us on Maximum Radio. Okay, I'm sorry, I may have the wrong number. Oh, okay. Hi, Linda. This is Aubrey. I was just calling in. Thank you for being. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I heard you, someone from South Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't want to expose you. Oh yeah, I'm on to you. I got the word. I'm on to you. I saw your number pop up there. You know. Well, amen, amen. I trust that you're being blessed. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. I didn't tune in just because you're my brother-in-law. I tuned in for a purpose.
I thought you just loved my voice. That's why you tuned in. Most people just love my voice. That's why they tune in.
It's your sexiness in Christ, huh?
Yeah, right.
It was nice. It was nice. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You made it turn me on to it. On the radio, and she gave me the information. I set my clock. Usually I get up on my own, but I didn't trust myself. I set my clock. Let me make sure I tune in. Nice job. Nicely done.
Yeah. Well, the Lord, we started this back in April, and I was like, Lord, I don't know where this is going. I just felt led by the Lord to do it. Because of what we're seeing going on in our world and what is happening around us, and we're seeing that God is called, particularly he's reaching out to his people first, meaning the those who claim to be on his banner, to begin to pray, because whatever God does is done by prayer. You know, he doesn't do anything without prayer, and so he's kind of been waiting on us. And what is happening around the world, people are understanding and gathering for prayer in all kinds of ways, because the Spirit of God is just moving upon the body of Christ around the world and bringing a new consciousness about prayer and the importance of it. And prayer, not just because, you know, we come from a place of like being like little kids, where you come to daddy just because you want something, you know, you want a toy or something you want like that. And God is looking for us now to grow up and take on concerns for his business. You know, and his business is redeeming the nations, all, everybody, and the system. And so for that to happen, and it's going to happen, And if we're going to be, if we're going to be his people, then we're required to do, you know, something such as what we were doing here just a few minutes ago. And so I look forward to it. I mean, I feel so energized for my day, knowing that I've begun the day right, I've done the right thing, and I know God has got my back. You know, and I'm walking with him, you know, and I'm watching his hand move. I can tell you, man, I'm seeing God, like I was saying within the last year too, even in the smallest things, I'm seeing him, you know. He just takes care of your business while you're taking care of his, you know. And then when you look up, trying to tend to your business, you realize God took care of it. I mean, he just takes care of it. He already handled it. You ain't got to do nothing that you thought you were needed to do and were willing to do. He already took care of it. You know.
Well, I can tell you, I give back to God wholeheartedly, and I know having a relationship with God is the only way, because I can tell you from where you're going to see last year this time and
right.
Now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know for certain. Yeah. I've always known it because we were brought up in the church also. I strayed when I went to New York, but it was never out of my heart.
Right.
And when I got back here and got back into the church, it like made my life complete. And then now, I just, what I need to do, because without him, I don't know where or how I would have made it through from last year, January, when Jim died and Pam, and then on through now. It's going to be a mighty long way.
Yeah, you can't believe. You can't believe those things happen to you and you get through it. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. But you know it's God. You know it had to be God.
Oh, it can't be anybody but him. And in hindsight now, I saw where he was preparing me that he was going to leave me. He was going to call them. In hindsight, I saw a lot of things that had changed in what I had to do and doing alone and things like that. But I always tell people, God doesn't send us notices. It says he comes like a thief in the night.
Right. Right.
And when it's your time, it's your time. And of course you're going to hurt because you love someone. You're going to hurt.
That's right.
But don't die because they die because it's not your time yet.
Right. Right.
And even though I still have moments here and there, but I just reach out and say, God, release me from this. And it's just a matter of time before I'm feeling good again. But that's expected to happen when you've been a great part of your life.
Oh, of course. You have, I mean, it's been a while now that my mom has gone to be with the Lord, and I tell you, there are days or moments in a day that I'll have my moment where I just miss her, I remember her and miss her and think of all of the, particularly, and it happens to me most frequently when I'm cooking, because it's like she's almost there with me. I see myself doing exactly what she would do. And it's so real and so deep. It's like, oh, my goodness, man, I miss my mom.
You know, I can relate to you so well because, it happens to me when I'm driving down the road. It just looks like this presence around me so much. And it's Jesus, and I just think, God, I'm driving. Please release me. I need to speak to you. Because his presence is so strong around me. It's mostly when I'm driving.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you're able to join us, and expect some unusual blessings to occur in your life because this simple thing that you're doing. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it in our lives. God is just, and I'm like, you know what, Lord? I'm getting the lesson. This is what you want us to do, and I'm going to be obedient and follow. And I can tell you, by the end of this month, we should, because we get statistics and reports on the listenership, and we will surpass 10,000. By the end of this month, we are about 9,000 right now, something like that. And that's not bad when we only started in April, you know.
That's
so.
Not bad at all. That's
yeah.
not bad at all, but I just think it's a great way to let you get up early in the morning, have my meditation, sit on the porch, have my coffee, and just have my time with the Lord and nature out there. And now I can just pick up my phone, dial this, and have that half an hour while I'm sitting out there or wherever I'm sitting. But it's a great way to start today and at the start of the day. And, you know, I thank you. I enjoy it very much. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Well, pray for us. We want to continue to serve and to be a blessing, and you know, just remember us in prayer. I asked, you probably haven't heard it because I haven't done it probably any this week, I don't think. I asked our listeners I've told our listeners we need prayer covering, meaning myself, my wife, you know, because we're on the cutting edge, and you're subject to being, you know, this is warfare also, because the enemy opposes God, and therefore opposes anything we do concerning God. But I ask people to do a simple thing, that whenever you sit down to eat and you're going to bless your food, say grace over your food, just say, God bless Aubrey and Liz in your case, or Pastor Gregory and Liz in the case of, and First Lady in the case of others, like that, you know, and that's a powerful thing. That's all you have to do. You're covering us. That's what you're kind of doing. You're protecting us. So, in fact, I didn't do it any this week. I didn't mention it any this week. I usually mention maybe once or twice a week, have people remember. You know, they don't have to set down a separate prayer time. You know, as you're praying grace over your meal, just say, God bless Pastor Gregory and his wife, you know, like that, you know. But anyway, I've been keeping tabs on you. I always ask Minnie how you're doing and stuff like that, because I know you all talk more frequently. And she told me that you're heating up the South and all that.
Doing well. I have my support group. We get together and we do all kinds of things.
You know, I heard about that. I heard about that, and I felt such joy flood into my heart when I don't know if it was Liz or Minnie told me. I thought, because I thought that was one of the most wise and strategic things that could happen for you, because the opposite of that, I mean, there are people that have gone through similar circumstances like yourself, but what they did was they withdrew from life. See what I'm saying?